your whole family can experience the blessing of God. Learn how as we join Kenneth Copeland from the 2007 Southwest Believers Convention today on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Now, come on over here to the 39th chapter. I want you to see this thing in operation. Joseph was brought down to Egypt. Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down there. Now, this Roman officer bought him. This man was not only an officer in the military, he was also a farmer and rancher. And so he brought this young man in. The Lord was with Joseph. Now, I want to show you something here. Oh, I wish we had time to get into this part of it, but this will be another time. Possibly, and I just possibly, I didn't check this all the way out with the Lord yet, but just possibly we could go on into this maybe in Great Lakes. And if we do, then it'd be part of this whole body of work. I ain't promising you nothing because I have prayed that out. But Lord, that sure would be fun. Anyway, now you see the word Lord, capital L, little capital O-R-D. That represents what's called the very personal name of God. In Hebrew, it is spelled out Yud Hey Vav Hey. His personal name. That name, all the power, all the wealth, all. When one speaks that name, you have spoken the entire blessing and all of its wealth and glory in one word. Amen. It's called the Tetragrammaton. The Jews refuse to say it. And that's their business. And that's not my business to get into their business. I want you to notice this now. Like I said, I'd love to get in there and really walk you through this thing. But you're wise enough and sharp enough, particularly. I mean, it's Friday night. You've been here all week. Amen. So now, listen carefully. He went into Potiphar's house, and the name was with him. You catch on? Huh? You catch on? God. Oh, man. And that name was on him, which meant that blessing was there and it was functioning all the time. And he knew it and he was not about to violate it. You think he's going to take that name and use it in vain? That's the name that God was talking about later when he wrote out the commandments and he said, don't you use that name in vain. Don't use it in a profane way. It's a dangerous thing. But man, I'll tell you, you use the name in a blasphemous manner. Lovely. Kill you. And that's the reason God was protecting them from that. So the Jews came to a place where they wouldn't say it at all. Man, we ain't running the risk here. Amen. Now, the name, that blessing was on him, see. And he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the name was with him, and that the name made all that he did to prosper in his hand. Now, I mean, here is an Egyptian. Here's a guy that wouldn't know God if he come in with a red hat and said, I'm God, how are you? But he saw something was going on. And obviously, by the time, this is a synopsis, the way this verse is written here, and he came to a place where he realized whatever this name is that this young man is praying in, and whatever this is that he speaks when he's saying this name, it has released something on this man to the point where you can see it. I mean, you could just see stuff just prospering all over the place just because he was there. Now, notice, follow me carefully here. Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had, he put in his hand. Well, evidently, this general's no fool. He turned it over to him. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the name blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake, and the blessing of the Lord, the blessing of the name, was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. What was going on? The blessing. The blessing's functioning. And it got on him. Now, when a man or a woman and a family is functioning in this, in reality, and it is working, your kinfolks get wealthy. People around you get wealthy. Some of them may not even doing right, and they'll start blessing them. That's what happened to Lot.
Yes. Yep, that's right.
See, I mean, Lot... That boy was messed up. He is selfish. He didn't do right, and his family's even worse. But he got so rich there wasn't no place to put all his cows. Well, I just don't believe, Brother Copeland, God wants you to have that kind of access. Well, don't you think God knows when you got enough cows?
Come on.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Amen. And they had too many cows. And the Bible said that Abraham was blessed with much silver, much gold, much cattle, much land. Well, all this thing is functioning around him. Now it's functioning in the life of Joseph. Joseph found grace in the man's eyes. And now verse 6, he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught what he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly man and well favored. This guy got so rich, he didn't even know anymore what he owned. And he quit trying to figure it out and just left it all in Joseph's hand to run it. But the guy had a crazy wife. And the devil got a hold of her. And you know the rest of that story. Now, Joseph got put over in prison because of Potiphar's nutty wife. And now Joseph did the right thing. He made a judgment mistake. He shouldn't have been in that house by himself with that nutty woman. Now, that wasn't the right thing to do, and he let it slip, and he got in there, and he's working the books, and he's doing whatever he needs to do in his job. And she latched hold of him. Well, man, I want you to know, she made her pass at him, and he blew out of there. She grabbed that coat, and he just let her have it. Amen. And out the door he went, man. Well, she got all mad and upset. But that's what the devil tries to do to break that blessing. That's what he tried to do with Job, to break that blessing. Job was the richest man in the East. But now Job had the written book. Joseph didn't. All he had was those dreams. And God had to manifest himself in dreams and visions and some things he had to come do personally in order not to let the blessing die out. Because that blessing was to produce Jesus in Bethlehem. The Word had to be made flesh and dwelt among us. And it was that Abrahamic promise that became that flesh. Are you with me so far? Oh, we're getting real close here to where we're going. Now he gets put in prison. Well, instead of saying, well, let God, I don't know why God let this happen to me. I just don't understand it. I just do the best I can. He just gives me two dreams and lets me just hang out here. I'm doing the best I can. I did what my daddy taught me and what little I got off of my granddaddy and my great-granddaddy. I made this other guy rich. It seems like I'm just making them all rich. They buy and sell me like I was a piece of meat. And I don't know why. It just doesn't seem to me like it works out. And then here that crazy idiot of a wife, old Potiphar's God, I make the man rich and that screwball woman gets me thrown in the penitentiary. It'd all been over right then. He would have died in that old joint. He'd have died in that prison if he'd have done that. No, it didn't make him any difference. His whole thing in life was to walk in that blessing. I don't care where you put him. The blessing was his calling. The blessing was his, that was his whole life. The blessing was his profession. The blessing was what provided everything. It provided his thought life. It was everything to him. He functioned that blessing all the time as first and foremost. He had that blessing and those two dreams up there where you and I need to put this written book. It's first place in his life. And making a difference whether you're in prison, out of prison, and working in a farm, working for a general, working for... It didn't make a difference where you are. You stay in that blessing and you work that. That's what your call in life is, to work that blessing. Well, he just went on to prison and got in there and just started to work. I want you to see what happened. I thought this is so good. Really exciting. Now, he goes to prison. I want you to look here. In the 22nd verse, the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. Has he ever been a prison warden? No. Had he ever been a ranch manager? No. Had he ever been a farm manager? No. Had he ever been a banker? No. He didn't have to have experience in all that stuff. He knew the blessing. He had the wisdom of God. The name was working. I don't care where you put him. The blessing of the Lord taught him what to do there. And he turned. What was happening? The blessing was removing the curse and creating a Garden of Eden around this man wherever he went, whatever he did. You couldn't hurt him fast enough. You couldn't steal from him fast enough. I mean, you couldn't keep him down. You couldn't keep him out because he kept working this. He kept working this. He worked it all the time. He kept it on his mind all the time. He wouldn't let the prison get on his mind. He wouldn't let Potiphar get on his mind. He wouldn't let his wife get on his mind. I don't care what Potiphar told him to do. He might have sent him somewhere and told him to buy a bunch of cattle or something. Well, has he ever bought any cattle? No. Has he got any money? No. Potiphar gives him the money. He goes off down there and somehow or another he makes the best buy and the wholesale. Huh?
That's right.
He's working that blessing. He worked it all the time. He went to bed with it. He got up with it in the morning. He thought about it all the time. And by this time, he knows he's prosperous. By this time, he knows wherever he goes, that this thing on him, the power to get wealth, the power to stay well, the power to function anywhere, anytime, is going to remove poverty from around him, is going to remove everything the devil throws at him. And by this time, he's getting better and better and better about it. And he obviously knows that God will show him how to do anything he needs to do. Now his faith is developed to the point when they send for him to find out what Pharaoh needed to know. He didn't start backtracking and say, well, I mean, I'm just a little Jew boy. What do I know about kings and their dreams? Dear God, don't come down here after me with that. No, he said, what's the king want to know? I'll find it out. I'm blessed. Amen. Well, now, Brother Copeland, that seems to me like a kind of a haughty way to act. Well, you sound like his brothers. That's the reason they got so mad at Jesus. Jesus said, you know what? I'll pray and the Father will send the Holy Ghost. He didn't say, I'll tell you, I'll fast and I'll cry out to God. And God in his infinite wisdom might see fit someday, somehow, one of these days to send the Holy Ghost. But you never know what God's going to do. They would have been thrilled with him. But no, he said, he put a grin on his face, you know, I'll pray and the Father will send the Holy Ghost. Yeah, I'll ask him. He'll do it. Just burn their hide that he had that kind of boldness, faith, and authority. That's what made him mad at this kid. He knows. He knows in whom he has believed. He's learned now how to function in this thing. He knows how to pull aside and get inside God's thinking and get God's thinking inside him. And he knows God will talk to him in a dream. God will talk to him in a vision. He didn't have a book. But he knows he'll talk to him. He's got confidence. I don't care if it's a king or a baker. Baker needed to know something. Ask you, you're my partner. I'll find out for you. So he goes to the blessing. God tells him. He tells the baker. Amen. I mean, this. He's functioning in the blessing. How did he get there? He had it on his mind all the time, and he refused to violate. Now, I don't know whether you picked up on this or not, but that's what Jesse was talking to you about today. It's exactly. Jesse puts things in a humorous way, and so, but he made some of you mad enough to spit. But this is what's in the middle of Jesse's heart. This is why he's like that. This is why I'm the way I am. This is why glory is like that. This is why, I mean, it's on our minds night and day. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm not going to violate that commandment of love. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. Now, no, 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 no. And if for some reason I do violate it, I'm going to repent immediately right then on the spot. I don't want anything fouling this up. No, 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 no. Awake unto righteousness and sin not, the scripture said. And this man was awake. He was awake to that name. He was awake to this blessing on him. Well, you know what happened here. He wound up not only in charge of that prison. In one day's time, while on a king's furlough from this old Egyptian prison, to come up to the palace, while on that king's pass, in one day's time, before dark that night, he was prime minister of the most powerful nation on the face of the planet. And it didn't stop there. It did not stop there. At that time, Pharaoh was the authority. He was the king. But his own personal wealth was not all that great. Of course he was wealthy. He was a king. But because of Joseph and the blessing on him and the wisdom of God, Joseph introduced a plan into the Egyptian government that within a few years, Pharaoh owned all of the land in Egypt. God didn't send him over there because where it was going to be blessed. It got blessed because he got sent over there. Amen. Yeah, it was the blessing. And when the famine came, it didn't touch him. It was his plan to keep the country from starving to death. And the plan to keep the country from starving to death blessed that Pharaoh until he became the biggest landowner in the world. Amen. And as long as Egypt and the Pharaohs remembered Joseph, Israel fared well. Until they got a crazy Pharaoh in there that forgot about all of that and blasphemed the blessing of God. And he's the one that put so much trouble on the children of Israel. And God had to deliver them out. Now, how'd he deliver them out? That was the blessing functioning. That was the name himself. How'd he do that? The blessing came on Moses. Amen. Same blessing. The blessing of Abraham. And there he was. He didn't know a foreign thing in the world about that blessing. I mean, he's raised in Pharaoh's court. He was raised a crown prince of Egypt. He didn't know anything about that blessing. till he got down there and found out who his folks were and who his, who his mother and all that. I started to use that good old Southern phrase, you know. He got down there with his mama and them. Amen. Got down there with his mama and them and found out, man, all his good things about who he was. I'm a Jew. And he got to finding out about that blessing, praise God. A lot of things. Hey, listen to me. The blessing of Abraham is on you right now.
Now tonight, would you welcome the Strand of Pearl.
New from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Join Kelly Copeland along with Kenneth and Gloria's granddaughters, Jenny Coots, Aubrey Pearsons, and Lindsay and Rachel Ward.
Hallelujah, I'm ready. I'm ready. Hallelujah, I can hear the voices singing soft and low.
Hear songs such as Amazing Grace. In the Sweet By and By.
In the Sweet By.
When the Roll is Called Up Yonder.
When the roll is called up yonder.
In the Garden.
And he walks with me and he talks with me.
Lift up the Lord with these classic hymns and joyful spirituals. Strand of Pearls is a musical experience you won't want to miss. Order the new CD Strand of Pearls today for only $9.98. Log on to our website at kcm.org and order online. Or call toll-free 800-575-4455. Or write to Kenneth Copeland. The address is simply Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Strand of Pearls is a collection of uplifting bluegrass hymns and spiritual songs. It also is a great gift idea. Order several copies and give them to your family and friends this Christmas.
You know, it's true that when a man or a woman is functioning in the blessing, even their kinfolk get wealthy. We see that in the Word of God, like Dad was talking about today. But, you know, on the other side of that, I just feel led today to talk to the teenagers and to talk to kids. Don't just operate in the blessing that's on your parents. Don't just be satisfied with being blessed because your parents know how to walk in faith and your parents know how to walk in the Word. Begin to read the Word for yourself. Begin to pray and talk to the Lord for yourself. Begin to do the things in your life that is required to walk in the blessing. What is that? Well, it's obedience, obeying your parents, obeying the leadership over you, and obeying the Word of God. Turn your back on sin. Turn your back on doing things the wrong way. Why? Because of the blessing. Obey. Walk in the sweet life, we call it at Super Kid Academy. Walk in that sweet life that He's designed for you. It's out there for you, but you're going to have to choose. Don't just be content to walk in your parents' blessing, but obey the Lord and find out about the blessing for yourself. Amen? Hallelujah. I want to pray for you about that. Father God, I pray for our young people watching this broadcast today. Father, just like Joseph, they can rise to the top. Just like Joseph, when the enemy comes in to cut them down, they just keep rising to the top. The blessing will bring them to the top when they refuse to walk in ways that are displeasing to the Father. Father, I thank you that you're showing them. Show them what pleases you. Ask the Lord right now, Lord, what pleases you? Show it to me. We thank you for your Word. We thank you for revealing these things to us. And I thank you, Lord, for a generation that will exchange their ideas for your ideas. And then we'll walk in the blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Our product offer this week is a CD by the Strand of Pearls. That's me and my three daughters and my niece, Aubrey. And it's bluegrass music. I think you'll enjoy it. It's just got a lot of joy and happiness and the old songs, you know, just singing about Jesus. So order yours today. You'll enjoy it. Today starts our Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November the 8th through the 10th in Woodbridge, Virginia. We would love it for you to be there with us. But if you can't attend live, then just go to our website and watch every service. It's going to be good. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow. And remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To order a copy of this broadcast or today's product offer, visit our website at kcm.org. or call toll-free 800-575-4455. Make the decision to walk in love and live by faith. This is the year of the open door, and the blessing is yours.
As time ticks closer to eternity, will God find faith in the earth? Make sure He finds it in you. Walk through the open door of faith, victory, and power with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Step into your destiny through the word-based teachings of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Be encouraged by the real-life stories of other believers and so much more. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine, transforming lives through the power of God's Word.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be setting sun. Let us talk of all His wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.